Your North Iowa weather for today. We do have mainly sunny conditions with a high warming up into the mid-70s today. East winds at about 10 to 15. Partly cloudy. Lows near 51 tonight. Southeast winds 5 to 10. Decent chance of rain. Thunderstorms coming up tomorrow afternoon with a high near 80. It's going to be breezier in the afternoon as well. Back to being sunny on Friday. 62 for the high, warming up to the low 70s with sunshine Saturday. Continued sun on Sunday, 77. And we got sunshine Monday and Tuesday as well. Highs in the upper 70s to low 80s. Downtown Charles City right now, it is 53 degrees along with fair conditions. Well, we are being joined with Steve Deers. He's a city administrator here in Charles City. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Good morning, Kay.
Good morning.
I can't forget that you're sitting there. You're literally right in front of me. So we have a long list of things to talk about, all city related. And let's start off first with AMR.
Yeah. So as many of you know, we're working on, you know, what to do with our ambulance service. And we're working right now on that renewal for the contract. We kind of the city and county and Floyd County Medical Center, we partner with AMR to provide service. And so we've had a lot of discussion about what the future of ambulance service will look like in the Floyd County Charles City area. And for the long term, we see that as, you know, being a locally owned and operated service. Now, getting to that point is going to take some time, and so we're working towards renewing that contract with AMR, and so we're working on the final details now. It should be going back to the Ambulance Commission here shortly for ultimately, you know, a referral back to the city and county for approval. We're looking at a contract that's up to 3 years, but there, you know, we have it set up so that there's no penalty to cancel early. If we give, you know, several month notice, cancel early if we're, you know, depending on where we're at as far as starting our own service goes. So that process continues. The county is taking steps towards, you know, declaring EMS an essential service, which is what they did a year ago, which is part of that process of getting it on the ballot. They're going through that process to declare it essential service. That doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be on the ballot in November, but there's a good likelihood that it probably will be, because if we're going to have our own ambulance service, we're going to need funding to operate it. And so we feel that that's going to be a more cost-effective way long-term to run a service. We'll be able to control it and be able to, you know, to get it up and going. So that's going to be part of that puzzle. So we're getting close. This contract ends. The current one we have ends here next month in June. So this new contract we're working on would start July 1.
You have a lot of puzzles here in Charles City. Do you ever finish them?
Some do.
Well, let's talk about a quick check of the projects coming up.
Sure. Yeah, so I got a list of here, just some of the projects we got going, because spring is finally here. It's been a long time getting here, but here it is. So a lot of our projects are getting underway. First and foremost is the Mill Race Parking Project, which is that parking lot behind Union House, crossing the pub and all that stuff. That project, it's been slow getting that thing out the door for bid because there's a lot of moving parts when it comes to the funding side of it. DNR, IDOLs, a lot of those agencies have to review what we're going to do, because we're doing a lot of stormwater management practices on that project. And so that project is now out in the hands of bidders, and it will be due first part of June. I think it's June 1st or 2nd when the bids are actually due. But June 5th, our next council meeting, is the night that we'll open bids on that. So our estimated cost on it's about $680,000. So hopefully it comes in about that. But we'll see what those bids are and look to hopefully award that project that night. That project will be, because the idea is that project gets done this summer. And so one of the concerns we've had with that is, construction is good when it's done, right? But during that time, it's always kind of a pain in the neck. So one of the stipulations that we put in is that they have 30 working days to, you know, from close down to getting that back open for use. And so, you know, that's Monday through Friday working days. So after those 30 days, it has to be open and accessible for to be able to get through there. So that is to help expedite the process and try to make it as less painful as possible. But the overall project is due to be completed in November, end of December. And so it'll be good to get that underway. Also, one of the very nice things about it is that the funding source for it is going to be 100% sponsored project, which is that grant we got from doing the wastewater plant. That's now going to pay for all that project. And we thought before it was only going to be about half of it, maybe a little bit more. But that's going to fully fund that project. So nice. I guess it was worth the wait to get all that stuff approved through those guys so we could get that done. So that's good news. Another project is our water project for the Southwest Water Looping. So this is where it's basically be coming off one of the water towers out there, but by the trail, the Western Trail. And it'll kind of loop around 11th Street and connect in and really open up the flow and the water supply in that area. So that project's been in the works for the last 3 years. So that's finally getting done and out the door. And that was bid. We approved the bid the other night. So that's going to be getting started here in a few weeks. Main Street slip lining and prep. So next summer is our big project for Main Street. We're going to be resurfacing Main Street all the way from the courthouse all the way up to Grand. So that's all going to get redone. And so in preparation of that, you know, those big projects, that's when we do all of our underground work. So we do sewer slip lining, things of that nature. So everything underground is done and completed. So if we do have to open, cut, or do anything, we do it now so that when it gets repaved, we're not cutting into it after that point. So we got a lot of those things going on here as well. The Water Clearwell project, that's our drinking water plant. We're putting in 1 million gallons worth of water storage. That project is moving along nicely. If you go up there and drive past, you'll see a great big hole in the ground. And so they're getting close to the point where they're going to be ready to pour concrete, and we're going to have a million additional gallons of storage up there, which means more water supply, more efficient and effective use of our water plant, and the supplies we put into it will get more bang for our buck and be less wear and tear on equipment. So that'll be good to get that done. 4th Avenue sidewalk contractor. So Highway 18, that project was done 2 summers ago. Our contractor that was supposed to replace the sidewalks and do the seedings has been a little slow to the finish line out there, to say the least. And to our dismay, he's been running about 1.5 years behind. And so we were taking steps to really try and address that officially, and they finally showed up to get the work done. So thank you, contractor, for showing up and getting that done. So that's been a long time coming, a lot of concerns and complaints over that, and deservedly so. Arboretum Phase 2, so our project over there by IC Schools at Triangle. We put an arboretum in a few years ago, fruiting trees and bushes. You can go through and pick those and eat them. Yummy. Now we're putting in pathways so you can go through and actually enjoy the area. And it's actually going to be a demonstration project. So it's going to have grass pavers, gravel pavers, your regular, you know, regular permeable pavers, biocells, and different practices that you can see in action. So you could then potentially use those at home if you wanted to help with the stormwater. You know, keeping water from flowing directly into the river is one of our big goals. So that project's kicking off. Dead tree removal. So we've been working at removing trees from the right of way that are dead, diseased, or dying at about $40,000 a year for the last dozen or so years, and that's barely put a dent in. And so we have a lot of trees. Emerald ash borer has been a real problem all across the country. Now, you know, it hit Iowa especially a few years ago. So we've now kind of raised that bar in that we've got so many trees that need to come out that we are going to, we have a public hearing set for June 5th, and we're going to look to borrow $525,000. And that money will be used over the course of 2 seasons, half this year, half next, somewhere like that, to contract out to remove a large amount of trees. So that $250,000 we hope will take out about 300, 350 plus trees, something like that. So those will be trees that are already marked. They're already marked out there. They'll be coming down. Next season, we'll be looking to take down another batch of about the same. So after that, we should be at a more manageable level. Maybe we'll see where it comes. We might have to do something like that similar, but that's going to be a general obligation borrowing, which basically means we're going to take on, you know, debt service to pay for that, and it'll be part of the property tax to pay for that removal. So that's a lot of the main projects, I guess, we've got going on that are in the works right now. I'm sure there's a few of them that are kind of still slipping my mind, but those are kind of some of the main things that you're seeing out there kind of going as we speak.
Definitely. Now, you're talking about taking down those trees. Now, it's not in somebody's property. It's between the sidewalk and the road, the city right away. Do you have any advice on, say, not planting trees there when you do plant it? Would you prefer them to be in your yard and not as opposed to like the right of way?
So that's the real conundrum, right? Because I mean, it's, you know, trees are a healthy part of any community, and having trees planted in the right of way is overall a healthy thing, because it's you know, there's studies that show it saves on energy cost, you know, with shading and all that, and it helps, you know, it helps clean the air. So trees overall are a good thing, but man, when they die, are they a pain in the neck, and they're expensive to deal with. So That's part of the discussion we've had is, you know, now that we're taking down so many, are we working on a replacement plan? And so we've been talking about a plan like that. And I know with our different service groups and Mid-American Energy, you know, they're very amenable to helping out both financially and in kind to do new plantings. And that's something we want to do, but you really need, you know, first things first, you got to get the old ones out of there, but you really need to come up with a diversified tree plan because you never know what the next blight or disease or something's going to be. It's going to wipe out an entire species of tree. And that's probably one of the problems that we and other communities have. But we seem to have an abundance of ash trees because they were the tree of choice, you know, at that time. And you know, you've got other trees that have diseases, but, you know, you never know. Maple blight, Dutch elm disease, emerald ash borer, it all depends. So you want to have a good mix of whatever you do. So. Yeah.
It just saddens me to see all the dead trees in the parking.
It's sad and dangerous. I mean, that's part of it, too. You know, we want to get those things out of there because they present a danger as well.
Now, on to our next topic, the right-of-way tree trimming. I believe if you live in Charles City, you probably got a note recently from the city of Charles City. Talk about that.
Yeah, we sent out a general letter just to everybody, just to make them aware that, you know, if there are trees in the right-of-way out in front of your home, it is your duty as the homeowner to trim them on the bottom so that people walking on the sidewalk and vehicles passing on the street can get through. Now, about 4 or 5 years ago, you know, the trees were getting pretty overgrown and we hadn't enforced that probably in 25, 30 years, you know, honestly. So at that point, the city, we said, you know what, we need to go through, we're going to trim them at the city's expense. And so for the next 3 years, we spent probably about $400,000 going around and trimming those trees up with the intent of once we do it, we'll make sure that we let the homeowners know that, hey, you know, it's your duty to maintain them. So they should be at a point where it's pretty easy to maintain because we've done the majority of the work. But 8 foot on the what would be the sidewalk side, you know, whether it's a sidewalk there or not, that's the side, 8 foot. And then out in the streets, 15 foot. And so that gets trimmed up from the bottom so that vehicles going by and people walking by don't get hit in the face with branches. So that's the idea.
Yeah, that hurts. Do you have any questions, Kay? Sorry, I've been kind of like taking over.
No, that's perfectly fine. Shaw Avenue Dome.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that. Yeah, so we're kind of talking a little bit before we went on air about, you know, the Shaw Avenue dump and, you know, the fact that the city's never locked it up. You know, that's always been, it's been open. I shouldn't say never. We used to lock it up. We used to have somebody out there at a guard check watching it. And
that's crazy. And that was a long time ago.
Yeah, that you know, that's.
Is this, the shack still out there, actually?
I sold the shack.
Oh, it's not out there anymore.
Yeah, I know. I sold it a few years ago.
Sold that?
I did.
How'd you sell it?
Yeah,
anyway, that's beside the point.
Pressure kept that. I don't know. Put a dummy in it or something. But anyway, it's gone. But now it's open 24/7. That's really presenting a problem, right? We're talking about all these tree issues and things we're having. So apparently, we're one of the few communities that has a brush dump that just has it open 24/7 because we're getting every tree from every town within about 75 miles. And so, you know, that dump is paid for by the citizens of Charles City. So even you know, the folks that don't live in Charles City don't have access to it, but yet we still are getting lots of loads of trees. And when we get semi loads of trees in, you know, that's then we're having to chip them, we have to manage them, and we have so much we can't get rid of anyway that it's becoming a real problem. So we're looking at steps on how we can look to secure that area, lock that place down. For the most part, we're gonna have a staging area out front. So, you know, your leaves, your grass clipping, your branches, things like that, you know, as a regular, you know, residential, you know, property owner, if you just have normal things to drop off, you'll have the ability to do that. It'll be outside the gate area there. You come down and do that. But if you have large loads of things, you know, of trees or trimmings to drop off, we're probably going to have a key system where you either have to stop in City Hall, get a key, or we might have keys with police officers that they can open it up for those that need it, just so we can verify that those are trees coming from the city, because we've been getting a lot of trees from out of town for, you know, the last couple of years, and trying to figure out how do we address that while still keeping the area open, available for people to be able to drop things off. So That's a work in progress. But if you go out and you see the place locked up, no, I mean you'll see we have a dumping area out front, so you'll be able to still drop your things off, and then on Mondays or whatever, or you know, whenever street crews are out there next, they'll go and they'll move that and clear that out. So people will still have access. It's just when you're going to have large amounts of tree debris, and we're going to have to do that a different way.
Okay. We're talking with City Administrator Steve Deers here at Gerald City. Running out of time here. Let's quickly talk about fireworks donations. There's a new spot for those.
Yes. So the cans and bottles donations for the fireworks for the chamber used to be behind Dollar General. That was a complete mess. You know, I think that's fair to say. We got tired of seeing that mess, as everybody else did. So we're trying a new location. This location is a little bit further up the street off of Main Street. It's behind the old Oliver Tap. It's that city building that we bought for to use as the telecom main building. But behind there, and you'll see a sign that says cans and bottles. That's the new area to drop them off. And they've put in, you know, the containers they've had before and some additional storage to put it out there. So please, I guess ask everybody to, you know, to keep the place clean. Don't be throwing trash out there, because you know, we're if that doesn't work out, I don't know what we're going to do, because getting rid of cans and bottles is next to impossible.
Yeah.
Cuz our redemption center is hardly ever open, if it is open, and there's no money in it for anybody, so nobody wants the stuff. So yeah, new location behind the old Oliver Tap up there on North Main.
Okay, one final thing. We need lifeguards.
Yep, I'll just make another push for lifeguards. I think I've mentioned this each of the last couple times I've been on the air, and we get a few more to trickle in. We're still running short. I mean, so if you have kids, or even if you're not a kid, you don't have to be a kid. Just have to come out and enjoy sitting in the sun and maybe saving somebody's life. Those are the main things. So if you want hours, we've got them, and you know, we're hoping that we don't end up in a situation like New Hampton was in last year, where they had to be closed on weekends. It's a distinct possibility that we might have to be closed on weekends, which just kind of blows your mind to say, well, the pool's not open on a weekend. But if you don't have the help, you don't have the help. So
okay, so question on that. Where do they get a certification?
You can do that through the city and the Y, actually.
Okay.
You know, you can go in and get your certification. And I know we're covering at least half the cost of getting that. And then that's good for 3 years, I believe. And you can go lifeguard wherever.
Okay.
So
I think that might have been a clue that Kay's interested in becoming a lifeguard.
I'm not.
All right.
But I have a 14-year-old, and what's the age?
You got to be 15 to be a lifeguard.
Oh, okay.
14, you can work the concession stand, work the register, things like that. But you can't be a lifeguard until you're 15, unfortunately.
Well, right. She'll be 15 soon. Huh. Well, thank you very much, Steve, for joining us.
Thanks,
and we'll talk to you here next month. We got a special request for you. We'll get to right after our Nearly Impossible quiz. So you'll have to tune in for that. It is 8:41. Speaking of the quiz, it is next, brought to you this morning by Quality Auto Service.